Today's Amma for Chazara is Yavamas Nunheim Abayz. We're holding on Nunheim and Aleph, 5 lines from the bottom. Harah de Chayvi Lava Minalan. So says the Gemara, we brought him a car for Harah by Arayas, by Chayvi Krisis. What about Chayvi Lavin? So says the Gemara, Aminigali Rachman Shechva Zeriga Beshivcha Harufa, from the fact that the Torah tells us, when it comes to a Shivcha Harufa, a Shivcha Kananis is married to an Eved Ivri, that she's not a regular Eisajish. She's like a Chayvi Lavin. And the Torah tells us that the person is only Chayv for being with her if there's Shechva Zeriga, if there's Gemara Bia. So it's Mechlal, the Chayvi Lavin, Barad, and in general, Chayvi Lavin, it's not, you don't have to have Gemara Bia, even just Hara is considered a Bia. Says the Gemara Adarabba, Midigal Rachman Hara Bechayve Krisis, Mechal de Chayve Lavin be Gemara Bia. Make it the opposite Diak. Even the fact that the Torah tells us Bechayve Krisis, that you're Chayve Bahara, so it's Mashma, that anything less than Krisis, any Chayve Lavin, you're only Chayve when there's Gemara. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be a Diak, because Amar Vashi, Imkain, Lishle Krum, Bishavcha Harufa. So the Torah shouldn't have told us by Shavcha Harufa that you're only Chayve by Shech Vazara, but you're only Chayve when there's Gemara Bia. Everything is only Chayve when there's Gemara Bia, except for Krisis. Alamai must be that it's Davka Shivcha Harufa that requires Gemara Bia, but all other Chayv Lavin are Chayv with Hara. Hara de Chayv Lavin to Kahuna Minalan. How do we know that that's true? Even if it's a lav Shein Shava Bekal, it's a lav that's only by a Kayan, like a Grusha. How do we know over there that Hara is considered a Bia? Ase Kicha Kicha, you have a Gzer Shava of Kicha Kicha from Arayas. The Chayv Asay Minalan, that even by Asay, Chayv Asay, that you're Chayv ready for Hara. Ase Bia Bia from Mamzer to Chayv Asay. Yivam Alashuk Minalan, says the Gemara, the Kasha doesn't make any sense. What do you mean Yivam Alashuk? Ilamad Amar lav, Ilamad Amar Asay, Asay. It's either a lav or it's an Asay. We already proved that both Bechayv Lavin and Chayv Asay, that there's a Hara is considered a Bia. So Ella, what the Gemara means to say is Yavama li Yavam minala. How do we know that the Yavam could be kind of the Yavama with Hara? Says the Gemara, Asya Bia Bia from the Parsha Mamzer. Isha l'bayla minalan. How do we know when Isha is niknata her husband through a bia that's even just hara? Asik kicha kicha from arayis to kika chishisha to kedusha. Amar Rava says Rava. Now that we know that basically everything you're chayiv already by hara, so lama li dekatsav rachman shech vazer b'shivcha harufa shech vazer b'ishas ish shech vazer b'saito. Why by all these parshias does the Torah mention shech vazera? So shivcha harufa k'damara. Shivcha harufa. The truth is that we already said that over there it's an exception and they're not chayiv for hara. They're only going to be chayiv when there's gemar bia. But the ishas ish. What's the pshat over there? Why does the Torah say shech vazer b'ishas ish? If either they're chayiv already by hara, so why does the Torah mention shech vazera? Says the Gemara, Prat l'mishamish b'meis. It's coming to be lafuke, a person who's mishamish with an aver meis, so then he's not going to be chayev. Ask the Gemara, nich l'man damar mishamish b'meis b'arayis pater. L'man damar chayev, ma'ikil l'meimar. It's a big machlaikas. If you hold that by arayis, being mishamish with an aver meis is considered a bia, so then what's shech vazera coming to be lafuke? El prat l'mishamish meisa. Not that he's being mishamish with an aver meis, he's being mishamish with a lady, with an eshes ish, who's dead. Salkadad chamino hayolachar misas na. I might think since after, even after a woman dies, she's still considered an Eishas Ish. We find that a Kayin can be Metame for his wife. It's called She'erai, even though she's dead. You would think she's not his wife anymore. No, the Torah clearly associates her with him. And so maybe Eimel Chayiv Alav Eishas Ish. So maybe here also we should be Mechayiv him for being together with her, that she's an Eishas Ish. Kamash Molan, that the Torah is not Mechayiv him. The Saita Lamali. Now, why does the Torah say Shech Vazera by Saita? The Chedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, Shech Vazera Pratla Davar Acher. My Davar Acher, Amrav Sheish is Pratla Shekinola L'Shalei Kedarka. It's coming to be Lafuki, a case where he's Kinola for having a Bia Shalei Kedarka with another man. That's not going to make her into a Saita. However, Amr Le Rava, Mishkeve Ishaksim. Why wouldn't that make her into a Saita? Bia Shalei Kedarka halachically has the status of a Bia Kedarka. Mishkeve Lashon Rabbim Isha. There's two. Ben Kedarka, Ben Shalei. They're considered the same. So El Amarava Prala Shekinula Derech Ivarim. It's coming to be Lafuke, a case where he was Kinula for having Bia with a man, but not really a Bia, just that he's going to be Maitzi Zera through touching Derech Ivarim. However, Amrele Abaye, Pritzusa, Aser Rahmana, obviously. I mean, obviously, she's not going to be Aser to her husband through that. That's not going to be included in the Parish of Saita. That's just not Pritzus. That's not a Bia Bichlal. Why would that Aser her? So, El Amrele Abaye, Prat Lashikinula Benashika. Not Derech Ivarim, but rather Nashikas Aver. Maybe you would have thought that that's included in the parasha. In Kamash Shmuel, the Shikai Sefer is not considered halachically a bia with regards to this. Well, says the Gemara, whether or not the Shikai Sefer is considered a bia, whether or not that's considered hara is maflaikis. So, hanich lema damer hara is achnas satara. If you hold that hara only starts by achnas satara, and neshika is considered a nothing, so then great. That would be why it's excluded. Elaman damer zu neshika, that hara is neshika. Neshika is already considered hara, so then of course it's included in the parasha. And ma'ikla meimer, what's shechva zera coming to be lafukei? So says the Gemara, lo ilam, like Rava said, the shekino l'darech evarim. And now we ask, if so, it's pasha that's not included in the parasha. Says the Gemara, it's not so pasha, it's shrech. Sal kudad chamina, I could have thought to say, be created the baal tol rachmana v'haka kapit. Now maybe, since he's makbid about it, so that makes it included in the parasha, even though it's not considered a bia, kamash malan, that it's not in the parasha. Now Amr Shmuel hara zu neshika. Shmuel defines for us that hara is already by the stage of neshika. That's already considered hara. And so mashallah adam shemaniach etz bayay al piv, when a person touches puts his finger to his lips, it's impossible that won't go in a little bit, yidchayk abasar, and so too over here, that's why that's considered a bia. Kiyasa Rabbi Bar Chanan, Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Bar Chanan is said in the name of Rabbi Yechanan that Gemar Bia Beshev Charufa Zuachnas Satara. He says could be a fit with Shmuel, but he says that Gemar Bia is Hachnasas Atara, the part where there's a line around the gid that protrudes. So from there, once that goes in, so that's considered a Gemar Bia. Masa Rav Sheisha, as Rav Sheisha asked that Shechva Zera in a Chayiv El Al Bia Samerik. We learned in a Braisa that when it comes to a Shechva Zera, when it comes to a Gemar Bia, so you're only chayiv if there's meirik, if he's being mitzi zera. So my love meirik I gilukhar, that means that the whole gid has to go in, to which the Gemara says, loy meirik atara, it could be it's enough if just the atara goes in, and there's no cash on Rabba Barachan. Now, Kiyas Rav Dimi, I'm Rabbi Yechanan, that hara zu achnas satara. Mamish fakert from Rabbi Barachano, he said achnas satara, that's only considered hara, that's not Gemar Bia. So Amrulay, they said to him, Rabbi Barachano, you're not going to Rabbi Barachano. So Amr Lehu, he said, great, he shakrayo, I not shakray. So he's the liar, I'm the liar, whatever you want to say. Lamaisa, we understood differently in Shir, and we have a machlaikas. Kiyasa Ravin, I'm Rabbi Yechanan. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, he said the name of Rabbi Yechanan exactly like Rav Dimi, that Hara zu hachnasas atara. That Hara is hachnasas atara. Now the Gemara points out that the Rabba Barachana vade pali. So for sure they're arguing with Rabba Barachana, who said that hachnasas atara is Gemar Bia. But at the Shmuel milay mepalik, but on Shmuel who said that Neshika is Hara, they're not necessarily arguing. Loi, mi Neshika va'ad hachnasas atara Hara kari le. It could be that it has a talich, there's a process. It's not just neshika is hara, and after that it's already not hara. It could be it expands. It's from neshika through hachnas atara. That's all still included in hara, and there's no machlekes. However, says the Gemara that kiyasar of Shmuel bar Yehuda, Amr Rabbi Yechanan, he said that I did not like that. He said that hara zu hachnas atara. Then hara refers to achnas satara, and gemar bia is gemar bia mamish when he's mighty zara, and mikan ve'ilach, anything less than achnas satara, ena yel neshika upatur ale. That's only in neshika, that's not even considered hara, that's nothing, and he's going to be patur upalig ad shmuel, which is clearly not like Shmuel said, because Shmuel said that neshika is already considered hara.